The Australian Egg Corporation, or AEC, is the national body for egg farming in Australia. They believe that to qualify as free range, a farm must not have more than 2 hens per square metre. However, this means up to 20,000 chickens per hectare.
If you had normal quarter acre block, housing block, that would be equivalent to 2,000 birds running on that block every day of the year.
Kathy Barrett from Catham Springs Biodynamic Free Range Egg Farm. They have just 125 chickens per hectare, but Kathy says the current 1,500 limit is good for free range. John Rody is the manager of Rody Free Range Egg Farm and says the AEC's minimum is disappointing.
Oh, look, you know, honestly, that disappoints us a lot because here in South Australia, there's a lot of producers that have developed their business on 1,500 birds per hectare. And look, birds roam in those whole areas, and they do. Like, they will go a long way from sheds, and 20,000 just covers some guys that just want to have the sheds alongside each other, turn old broiler sheds into free-range farms and just exploit the industry, exploit the market and really exploit the consumer as well. If you are operating at 20,000 birds per hectare, which realistically means birds can't really range because they have no room to range, they can produce eggs a lot cheaper than we can, and that's the problem. And then basically the genuine guys like ourselves struggle in the marketplace because consumers actually don't really understand the difference. It's an incredible amount of difference.
John Rody from Rody Free Range Egg Farm. Hope Bertram is the marketing manager of the RSPCA's Humane Food Program.
Unfortunately, you know, it appears that the commercial rather than animal welfare interests have probably played a far greater role in arriving at a stocking density of 20,000 birds per hectare. And from the RSPCA's point of view, we believe there's a lot more to hen welfare than just an outdoor range. And it's important to remember that stocking density both inside and outside the sheds have a major impact on hen welfare.
Is it fair to say that Australian consumers are currently being misled when they pay extra for what they think are free-range eggs?
So I think it's important to remember that free-range is a marketing term, and it's really important that consumers look for independently certified products from a reputable organisation like the RSPCA when they're buying their eggs or chicken or any other product for that matter. The standards that these products need to be meeting, they need to be publicly available, and ensuring that the farms are visited on numerous occasions throughout the year to make sure that they're meeting those standards. So I think if people are unsure what they're buying, they need to look for independent certification, and that way they can trust what they're buying is what it claims to be.
Egg farmer John Rody says that Australia needs a national definition for what is free range.
Well, I guess nationals ideal, because then everybody's under the same code, e.g. the Animal Welfare Code. And look, and if it doesn't happen, it doesn't. But I think there's so many people that are getting very frustrated with some of the decisions that have been made, and they're looking at their future, their business, consumers. So, you know, I think we just have to move forward. And look, there's some really good people doing a lot of hard work and have surveyed a lot of people and found out what people should do. And I think that's where it'll all get to. And the right thing is 1,500 birds per hectare, not 20,000. That makes a mockery of a free-range farm.
John Rody from Rody Free Range Egg Farm. Egg farmer Kathy Barrett says the AEC's definition for what is free-range is misleading to customers.
I really think that the consumer is being misled by what they're trying to do. A lot of people that buy my eggs will ring up. I don't do tours, but if a consumer rings up, then I'm more than happy to show them what I do. And I think we need an open-door policy, if we can, to let people see that, yeah, this really is true free-range.
Kathy Barrett from Catham Springs Biodynamic Free Range Egg Farm ending that report.